Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I wish I met you sooner.
Yo, allergies, man. I don't know about y'all, but for some reason I woke up with him today. Kiss Daniel right there, the latest from him. Nigeria was going on. Shout out to Africa. What'd you say, Laura?
I said allergy season has been here.
Yeah, today's just, yesterday wasn't so bad for me. This morning I woke up hidden.
Bro. Shout out to all my sniffling, sneezing.
Sniffling sneezers.
Runny nose, folks, because we out here.
Sniffling sneezers.
Call
I think
right
we need
now.
People to call, right?
Yes, 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 to play Lord Never Loses. We got a pair of tickets to Kid Cudi's Insano Tour live at Madison Square Garden on Tuesday, July 23rd, featuring Pusha T and Jaden Smith. So tickets are on sale now for everybody else, but we need two people to play Lord Never Loses.
Call. Let's get into it, y'all. Also, you know, we're going to beat the buzzer today and get to some money in the 7 o'clock and the 8 o'clock hour. And no matter what money you get to, you automatically get Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Doja Cat, Offset, Davido. It's going on, man. It is going gone. Method Man, Red Man, celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam. UBS Arena, June 2nd. Tickets on fire. Tickets on sale today?
You know what? Let me check real quick.
Where's that next week?
If you go to hot97.com/summerjam, you get all like the special, the cool, exclusive inside stuff. You know what I mean?
I got to say, Summer Jam's a good time for me now.
June 2nd.
Why is that?
And tickets go on sale today. Nah, well, it says the 23rd online.
What's today's date?
Today's the 22nd.
Oh, so they go on sale tomorrow then?
I have a feeling they go on sale today and they messed us up.
What?
Why? I have a feeling.
You feel like they said Friday and wrote Saturday?
Because it says tickets on the Hot 97 Instagram. It says tickets go on sale Friday, the 23rd.
Remember this for congratulations. You played yourself.
But we'll clear it up, guys. We will clear it up. But go to hot97.com/summerjam to get all the exclusives.
One day removed from page 6, saying Funk Flex invented the Breakfast Club. Mm. And y'all writing the date wrong. We got to have our stuff right on our side, too.
Yeah.
So, yo, I saw this has been kind of tapping me since yesterday. I've been seeing Candace Owens pop up a lot of places.
All right.
Okay.
I just got to say this, man, in case you forgot, because y'all know I don't forget. My main problem with Candace Owens from the beginning was how she talked about black people and police, activism, white supremacy, racism.
Mm-hmm. You started with some bull.
I don't care who Candace Owens married, man. That's her business, man. Mm-hmm. That ain't even who you marry, who you want to be with, all that. That's whatever, man. You called George Floyd after he died a drug addict that deserved it and was caping for Chauvin, the officer.
Yeah.
Saying that Chauvin shouldn't have even been in jail. You called Breonna Taylor a drug dealer and tried to act like Breonna Taylor deserved what happened to her. Now, right before the election, you popping up on the Breakfast Club and all these other outlets trying to act like it's chummy chum chum, and your opinion counts? That's what people forget, because the rebrand, you know, the repositioning is convenient.
That's right.
Y'all not peeping that because she says a couple of things about Lizzo showing her fat butt everywhere. Or she says something about who she loves and love comes first and, you know, intellectual blah, 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 blah.
So what is her overall agenda right now for popping up?
Her overall agenda is to cozy up with the black audiences right before the election to further try to cement black voters to vote for the Republican side of things.
Right.
That's the agenda, bro.
That's the agenda.
And if you was already on that type of time, cool. I don't care. Y'all know I don't care. I'm a registered independent. I'm going to be all right no matter who y'all vote for. On a personal level, I think you're an idiot if you fall for the Donald Trump and the Trumpers and the maggots. These people don't like your blackness. These people don't like that you got something to say or you feel some type of way about holding police accountable. They don't like it. But chaos and confusion is always a part of the election cycle. And they know you have short-term memory.
Yep.
So now here comes Candace Owens popping up at all these outlets, and nobody's jamming up about them former comments. I ain't see one clip moving around. Now, maybe the Breakfast Club did jam up about it, but there ain't no clip moving around about it. And I could tell by some of the comments that people ain't even thinking about the fact that that's the flag she was waving before.
No,
which, you know, is crazy. And still waves, by the way. Not before. Still waves.
Well, no. But conveniently, that's not a part of the dialogue right now.
Yeah.
Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention. Because the whole convenient bedfellows thing, because we get so... Listen, man, it's a lot going on, man. You mad at Biden because of how he's handling Israel. I get it. I'm with you. I don't like it neither. But that don't mean I'm about to jump in bed with domestic terrorists and overt racists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how they get you, because you're like, wait a minute, I don't like what's going on in Palestine. I don't like how he's handling that.
Right.
And so I'm going to pivot.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Right.
Oh, you don't like Biden? I don't like Biden either. We on the same page.
Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. No, we're not.
That's the gist.
And that's where you got to start drawing the line. Because, once again, voting at the federal government level is oversimplified in this country. That's why we only got two parties.
Exactly.
So the nuance that you want to find in a candidate is hard to find because there's only two parties.
Right.
So that's how they get you twisted and frustrated. And trust me, the Republicans haven't won the popular vote in so long. It's all about the electorate for them.
Uh-huh.
It's all about winning specific states so they can win the Electoral College.
Right. It's the setup.
There's so many different strategies and tactics when it goes. It's not just who vote. Like, for instance, the Republicans are not winning New York State. It's not happening. They're not. This will come down to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, maybe Arizona.
This is really all about the swing states.
You know what I'm saying? But watch the rebrand, man.
Yeah.
Now, it'd be different if Candace was like, listen, the George Floyd thing, I got it wrong. Yo, I saw a clip of Candace Owens apologizing to Muslim Americans for how America treated them during 9/11.
Okay.
I was like, what the? Now, why is this? You say, okay, well, that seems nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's only doing it because she knows Muslim Americans are mad at Biden.
Right.
over what's going on with Palestine, Palestinians in Gaza. So let's seize the moment to make Muslim Americans feel like they have a place, someone on their side.
Right. I'm sorry for what he did, what he's doing. It's all a sham.
Yo, you got it. Yo, Shawty, am I bugging?
Yo, nah, you right. You right. But they know that, again, as I always say, people vote ignorantly. They're persuaded by marketing, and in the last minute is based on what is popular.
Well, and the key piece
are doing.
But the key piece is all of this, though, bro. They know we have short-term memory. We can't keep up with all of this stuff.
Facts.
Ain't nobody.
That's really it.
You didn't think about Candace Owens and George Floyd. You wasn't thinking about that. You're not thinking about Candace Owens and Breonna Taylor.
Nah.
You're not putting together, wait, she's apologizing to Muslims because Muslims is angry with Biden because of what's going on in Israel. You're not putting that together. So now you go with this black woman who used to go at all black families and tell us everything was wrong with us and get over slavery and all this, and it's cozy with Kanye West and all this other nonsense, is going to pop up at my favorite little radio morning show, The Breakfast Club, and going to talk to me about, you know, who she's in a relationship with. And she going to go on Joe Budden and talk about, you know, I don't have no problem with black people and this and that. I just want better for them. Bitch, if that was your angle from the jump, why are you going at George Floyd and Breonna Taylor then?
Okay, Ebra.
I mean, you're not lying, though.
Let's play the game.
You're not wrong, but...
But I feel you. I feel you.
Well, I went too far?
You're gone too far, bitch. You're gone too far.
You're just getting fired up.
I know.
And I was trying to understand.
And we have 7:20. You have so much time to do this.
Yeah, but I had to. This wasn't a congratulations. You played yourself as much as this was a, hey, man. It's minutes before the election in real time.
Yeah.
And not, why is this person who has so much vitriol and negativity when it came to us holding police accountable for their racist behavior now all of a sudden wants to rebrand and talk to me about who she in a relationship with and all this other nonsense I don't give a damn about, man? You're not our friend. You've never been our friend. Stop trying to be our friend now. And there's morning shows like The Breakfast Club that will do it, or shows like Joe Budden, because they grift real hard.
Right.
The clicks are everything.
The clicks everything are everything. The grift clicks is on, man. And so, boom, bring the lady up so we can get these numbers up.
That's right.
And then she seems friendly and normal. She talks about other stuff. It legitimizes a lot of stuff, man. Oh, look, she's regular. She explained this.
Oh, man, looks, man, she's love first, man. She just love who she love, man. She in a little interracial relationship. She talking about her mixed babies and all this. Shut your dumb ass up.
I got yelled at. I got a lot of, because I tweeted about it yesterday. I got a lot of comments from people telling me it's a bad look. You should relax. This is a bad look.
What's a bad look?
I said no. A bad look.
Oh,
would
no,
be,
that guy, because they think you hating on the Breakfast
hating
Club.
No, a bad look would be, you remember when like Elliot Wilson got mad because someone else got an interview with Drake? That would be a bad look. That's hating. It's not hating to point out that someone else who's relevant in our culture is doing something that's terrible for clicks. I'm never going to stop doing that. I realize that. There are certain things about me I want to be
not
better at.
But it's not your
not
culture.
That.
Yo,
wait,
it's
hold,
not
hold,
your
hold,
culture, man.
Yo, Pete, you, you jumped in to try to help.
Sorry, sorry. Let's play the game, man. Let's play a game that lives up to its name.
And then you just added fire.
Let's play the game that lives up to its name.
We got Sam on the line.
Sam, I am. Sam?
Sam.
Sammy Sam.
She was waiting for us to jump in. In the meantime, we got Eric.
Eric!
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man? We're trying to find you an opponent, man. We can't find Sam, though.
Is Sam come off hold?
Well, Eric, it's on you, man. Who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles, man? Sam missed a moment.
Gotta go with the boys, man. You, bro.
You going with me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Hit this guy with the button. The one time a dude gets to pick first, he picked me. Crazy.
I mean, you win a lot.
In the game that lives up to its name. Laura, all right, never sing. Loses. Sometimes.
6 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
What are we playing for, Laura?
Oh, we're tickets to see Kid Cudi for his Insano tour live at Madison Square Garden on July 23rd.
Here we go. Let's play. Laura, never lose.
Which popular drama slash mystery just announced its first season?
Love.
Ebro.
Popular drama slash mystery.
3, 2, 1. And time's up. Laura Stiles.
That would be Black Mirror?
Black Mirror's correct.
Oh, that's a okay. Mystery.
Name what? The two states in the United States which don't observe daylight savings.
Ebro.
Oh.
Two states in the United States. Arizona and New Mexico.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, I think, is it Alaska?
3, 2.
In Hawaii?
Incorrect.
It's Arizona or Alaska.
Hawaii and Arizona.
Oh, Hawaii and Arizona.
Which artist just launched a new collection?
Ebro. Artist launching a new collection.
3. You can tie the game. 2.
New collection.
An artist.
1.
Travis Scott.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles launched a new collection with Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
that'd be Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator.
That's Laura not technically
wins.
Right.
Laura wins.
No, it is.
It's a collection
it's
within Pharrell. The collection.
It's with Pharrell. Pharrell's with Louis Vuitton. It's crazy. Is that Sam's phone sound like that?
Yes, hi.
Yo, your phone sounds terrible and you're mad late and you still won. Damn. Yeah. I wanted to hang up on you.
My phone is on me, I'm sorry.
Well, look, Sam, hang on. We can't listen to too much more of that noise in the background, but we appreciate you being safe on the Bluetooth. What's my man's name here?
Eric.
Eric, sorry about that. I botched the whole thing.
It's my fault.
It is. Yeah, technically, it is. I'm glad. Accountability matters. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, the Freaknik documentary hits Hulu. And a lot of conversation is happening around it. We'll talk about it all coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 7 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next
at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, it's Freedom Friday. You can hit the lines about anything you want to hit the lines about today. Any question, anything you want to say, we'll get your calls on. Make sure you lock in with us. Let's get into it. But first, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Now, the Freaknik documentary officially hit Hulu, and I saw a lot of conversation around it now, a lot of the history part, but I think people were really surprised, and I looked, a lot of younger folks were just really surprised at the part where they cover all the sexual assaults. Now, for anybody who's like tuning in, it's the first time you're really hearing about the Freaknik documentary. Jermaine Dupri and Uncle Luke served as the executive producers.
And 21 Savage.
And 21 Savage. But artists that are on the actual documentary are Killer Mike, Little John, CeeLo Green, Too Short. And, you know, the documentary explores the evolution from just like a simple college cookout in the 80s to the crazy festivities that consume Atlanta before getting shut down in the late 80s. But, Ebro, you said we were talking about some of the, you know, how it turned into like a fun student, you know.
Well, just like
little,
so
they you know, used
to
hang
have,
out.
Remember they used to have Greek Fest out here at Jones Beach. Too.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a whole like college, you know, fraternity, sorority, HBCU gathering. Mm-hmm. You know, Freaknik started as an HBCU gathering, but down in D.C., they used to have like city clubs. And this is, they talk about this in the documentary. And Rosenberg, you'll love this. You should watch the doc.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this weekend.
The creator of Freaknik was actually the D.C. Metro Club, which was a bunch of kids who went to HBCUs but were from the Washington, D.C. area. And they couldn't afford to go home for the holidays, for spring break. So they decided to throw a party in a little park in Atlanta. That became, you know, and they called it Freaknik. Like, you know, and remember, Freak back in the day in the late, you know, in the late 80s was a dance. Freaknik was like the freak picnic, right? And remember, and they even talk about this in the documentary, Freak Out, the Chic record.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and like freak describing out, people, describing people dancing on each other as freaking was a thing.
Right.
Was,
yeah.
And so this became Freaknik, you know what I mean? And that's how that started. But anyway, what ultimately ended up happening was the music industry and rappers showed up as an opportunity to promote to college kids. And then the streets showed up. Pimps, hustlers, drug dealers, and gang members. And so by, you know, 93, 94, 95, 96, the streets was at the Freaknik with the college kid. And you know when the streets show up,
it gets different.
It's not the same energy.
You're saying it's not what you want?
It's not what you want. And so, like, I have a really good friend I grew up with. You know, I had a lot of friends that went down to HBCUs. I went to Freaknik a couple of times as just a young DJ, radio guy, following other DJs trying to be on the scene when I'm, you know, at the time I was 17, 18. And, you know, a friend of mine got raped.
Horrible.
Was walking down the street with her girls, got grabbed up, thrown in a van. You know, oh it was God. A whole, you know, she was fighting her. They was holding her friend. It was like, it was a thing. Other dudes
like
jumped
a nightmare, in. Nightmare scenario.
Yeah. Other dudes had to jump in. It was a bunch of dudes fighting. Like, so there was definitely people out there that was like trying to protect women, but there was definitely people assaulting women. Mm. And then you have, remember the uncle, the whole Uncle Luke, you know, there's an interview I'm going to put out pretty soon with Luke and Jermaine Dupri on Apple Music. I had them both. And I didn't know that Luke Skywalker and the Two Live Crew really popped off in Atlanta first. He said the radio in Miami wasn't even playing his music like that.
Mm. But Atlanta was checking.
But Atlanta was where he used to go. So a lot of the South all went to Atlanta anyway to promote. And you know, Luke even, yo, I'm going to tell you something else Luke told me. Luke told me when he first started as a DJ and club promoter doing roller skating parties and all that, black people wasn't even in the strip clubs. Mm. There was no black strip clubs in Miami. Like, it wasn't even like that. It wasn't like a hip-hop thing to go to the strip clubs. All that started, Luke said, I started all of that in Atlanta and in Miami.
A true pioneer.
I mean, that's an interesting Snapple fact, though.
Yo, how about this? I remember in New York when it wasn't no black strip clubs like that.
Shawnee, you missed this on your black facts.
Yeah, I should have did my
come
research.
Come on, man. Next year for Black History.
Oh, man.
But listen, like 1968, Luke Campbell.
The Freaknik documentary is officially out. It's on Hulu. Go watch it to learn a little bit of history of so much. But yeah. In other news, guys, Kendrick Lamar is trending. And I had to look. I was like, what's happening? K-Dot is back. Now, Kendrick Lamar, you know, his fans are believing that he's dissing Drake and J. Cole in a new verse. Mm. Like, now, Kendrick Lamar references, you know, his generation's the big three. You know, talking about him, Drake, and J. Cole. That was the thing, right? But he hopped on this new Future record, Metro Boomin, from the album We Don't Trust You, who just dropped. And he has an interesting verse on the song Like That.
Well, let's hear.
Here's a clippy. Talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats.
Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T., the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Sneak this in first place shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like big rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Mother the big three. It's just big me.
Mother after big three, it's just big me. And he said that first person shooter. Trying to sneak this.
Yeah, I wonder what that was. We got to get DJ Dis One to explain to us.
Interesting. Because I thought they was bigging him up on that song. And that was J. Cole's line. Talking about the big three, Meekay and Drake.
But, maybe there was something else in there.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see. Interesting. Okay, but that's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:04. A high of 43 degrees today, mostly clear, and alternate side parking is in effect.
You know, KDOT looking for a reason anyway, though.
People may call and mention that on Freedom Friday right now, you know?
Oh, break down the sneak disc?
Listen, they may want to break down that. They may want to break down Candace Owens. It's a whole week of Freedom Friday to get into right now.
No, Rosenberg, be careful. It's a bad look, bro. Candace Owens, man, she's...
Got his support.
You gotta give people space to have a convo.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. I keep hating on having a convo. I know
you gotta hear both sides.
Right. Okay. My bad.
You know, from the lady who used to trash George Floyd and his family and called Breonna Taylor a drug dealer and was caping for the cops. Now, before the election, we supposed to spin tail and it's all love. Now I want to hear about her interracial marriage and how she fell in love.
I know her favorite music though, the important stuff. You know.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Now, it's a real thing, man. People don't like reading, bro.
That's right.
It's a real thing.
It annoys me. I'm not saying you're wrong, but it just really annoys me how lazy and stupid
Let's take it a step further on the reading thing. A, there's people who, you know, y'all know if y'all pay attention, there's people who are straight illiterate out here just amongst us. They cannot read.
Yeah.
And by the way, then there's people who can read but don't understand the words they're actually reading on the page. That's a thing, too. Then there's people whose minds can't even focus on reading things that aren't for just pleasure, like reading for actual necessity or information, like when you're talking about politics, because those words are just boring as hell.
That's right.
They could read some salacious romance novel all day, but when it comes to actually trying to read, you know, something that can, you know, it's about some business, those words don't jump for them. And they can't, their brain can't wrap around it. So there's a lot of reading issues in society that I think I don't think it gets talked about how stupid we are.
Well, who wants to talk about that?
Well, it needs to be talked about. That's why I'm hitting everybody with this button right now, because we're dumb as
hell. Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yeah, playing yourself, yeah, playing yourself.
I don't play.
Now, I play later on the show, if you missed it, I came on the radio. I had no idea Rosenberg had tweeted about Candace Owens yesterday and her little media run she's doing. And so it had dawned on me a while ago. I saw a clip of Candace Owens apologizing on behalf of America to Muslims for the way Muslim people were treated during 9/11. Well, it clicked in my brain immediately. Oh, she's doing this because there's a high awareness on the GOP side, on the conservative side, that Muslim individuals are looking for a click, a crew to run with, because Biden is botching what's going on in Israel with Gaza and Palestinians. And I was like, oh, so now she's going to go run on a podcast that's, you know, headed up by a Muslim content creator and apologize. So I seen the jukes, the rebrand. Since when is Candace Owens out here apologizing to people? Because she damn sure ain't apologized to black folks that were triggered by how she talked about George Floyd and Kate for the officer Chauvin and saying that he wasn't guilty and called Breonna Taylor a drug dealer. She ain't apologized to black people for none of that and how triggering and angering that was at the time.
Well, a couple of weeks ago when she did the Budden podcast and I put up the tweet and she came after me or whatever, I said, people don't remember that. She did an entire dedicated teardown to George Floyd. Like a 20-minute, this man's life, his problems, everything she could do, essentially, Ebro.
To discredit or to make it look like...
To justify his death.
Yeah,
justify.
The death didn't matter.
To make it seem like, no, the police weren't wrong. This guy was a big, bad criminal. This is who she is.
And so now I'm seeing clips. From across the street floating around all the blogs where she's talking about being in an interracial relationship and, you know, how she chooses love. Bro, we don't know you like that, bro. Like, nobody don't care. The only reason we know you is for coming at black folks. It's because you were the black face they teed up to come at black folks. That's the only reason we know who this person is.
A brand ambassador for white supremacy.
And so now, minutes before the federal election, you're doing a rebrand and you're running around in all these platforms. Hey, yo, when Joe Budden took the interview, I left a comment. I said, bro, if you're going to grift hard. Because I know what it was for y'all. He want them Patreon dollars. He want all that. But that's the game. There is no integrity. It's what's going to get clicks.
That's right.
But like, I don't understand. With Joe, it almost makes more sense, I guess, because it was Patreon and he's actually getting dollars. Well, what did the Breakfast Club gain from this? One more interview with clicks? I mean, they get mad clicks.
Well, yeah, but they also get to be position themselves as an inclusive platform for both sides.
Right. And it keeps them in a political conversation.
And it keeps them in the political conversation as a part. You know, because being political is cool now, Rosenberg.
I've seen that. I've
it's,
heard.
It's what gets the people going.
So this is why this. But this goes back many years now. This is like a repeated pattern.
Bro, I read Candace Owens didn't vote until 2018, fam?
Yeah, I heard that.
But this is now the person who gets to run around. And you know this is only happening because she's a Republican operative. Y'all, we're clear on that, right? We're clear on the fact that her role is to pull people who are unaware, uninformed, closer to the conservative voting. Which, by the way, I have no problem if you want to vote conservative. I keep telling y'all that. Like, I don't care. I think you're an idiot. I think you're uninformed. I think you're short-sighted. And if you're black, I think you're comfortable cozying up to white supremacy in a way that I'm not comfortable with. And for that, I hit you with this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But I just wanted you guys to be aware of the grift, the hustle, and the rebrand that's taking place. And because they know you will not remember where she was at on George Floyd. You will not remember where she was at on Breonna Taylor. You just won't. But now that she's sitting up there with Charlamagne, DJ Envy, and Jess, hilarious, it's all good. And now we're supposed to get cozy as they giggle about relationships. Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And I'm sorry, you have to hit the button on people who will say that what Ebro's saying right now is hate. You have to learn the difference between hate and critiquing people. Listen, the Breakfast Club are a big deal. I don't view them as just our local radio competition who I'm going at. They're syndicated in hundreds of markets. There's a reason every major politician goes to sit with them nationally. They have a lot of reach. For that, there is no reason we shouldn't be critical when they do terrible things with their platform.
But keep in mind, Rosenberg, the reason they have a lot of reach is because they are willing to do this tap dance. I maintain those willing to dance the hardest, tap dance for massa the hardest, will always be given more platform and more outlet. Always. That's a never-ending thing my entire life. When they can find black faces that are willing to play the game, Steve Harvey in the lobby with Donald Trump. What?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So do you guys remember Carly Russell? Do you remember Carly Russell?
Carly Russell. That was the lady. That wasn't Carly Hustle, our friend. That's Carly Russell. That's down there, the lady who lied about seeing a baby on the side of the road.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was the woman who, you know, faked her own kidnapping in 2023. She had this whole crazy story about how she saw a toddler on the side of the road. She pulled over to save the toddler and got kidnapped. Had her family, her boyfriend, everybody searching for days, right?
I remember.
So she... She pleaded guilty to two counts of false reporting to law enforcement and false reporting on an incident, but somehow managed to not be sentenced to any jail time. So the judge in the case basically told her it would be a waste of government resources to put you in jail. You already wasted enough. But she's been now placed on supervised probation for 12 months. It has to pay over $17,000 in restitution. But I just give her the... A follow-up, because when I think about this case and how crazy it was and what she did to her own family and, bruh, give her the
button. You played yourself.
What was the logic?
We don't know, Rosenberg. We don't know.
Wait, the logic on why she lied in the first place or the logic on why she's not getting jail time?
Why is she lying? Yeah, why is she lying in the first place?
I don't know, man. I don't want to waste any resources up here trying to feel like crazy. Sometimes
you were like the judge.
Sometimes people just dumb and crazy, bro. And honestly, I think at the time people speculated she was trying to get some attention from her boyfriend and her family.
Ugh.
Or no.
You played yourself.
And the other speculation was that she was cheating. So she was like trying to not get caught, you know, messing with some other dudes. So she made up this whole story.
That far?
I don't know if any of that is true, but, you know, that was the speculation at the time. Rosenberg, what you got on the congrats?
Well, listen, a lot of people do things you just can't understand. For example, Shohei Ohtani, maybe most famous player in baseball in the world. Man, what is happening with him and his interpreter is so wild, guys.
Wait, now this is just briefly, from what I heard, his interpreter took money out of his bank account, allegedly, and was gambling with that money, and it looked like it was coming from Shohei, which is it would have been against some Major League Baseball rules, right?
It didn't look like it was coming from him. The check was, the wire transfer was signed
from
by
him. Yes.
Directly to the bookie.
Oh.
Guys, it's starting to look like
involved?
Well, because at first the translator was blamed for everything.
Okay.
On Wednesday, lawyers for Ohtani said he had been a victim of massive theft. After the interpreter had been asked about why $4.5 million in wire transfers had been sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmarking operation, and so the theft allegation came out, right? But then as people dig into it more, it just appears that this is not a theft situation. Guys, the day the story came out, that same day during a game, Ohtani was palling around with the interpreter. Like, they were still kikiing that day. Which makes people feel like...
Are y'all really beefing, or are you just using it as a scapegoat so that you don't get suspended or fined or whatever happens for gambling on baseball?
So baseball is sort of being like, we don't know. We'll see what the FBI finds. The report, they're trying to say he found out after the game. But keep in mind, all of this stuff had already happened. This interview had already happened. Yo, guys, it's setting up to be...
Oh, man, the biggest.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Well, and Laura and anyone else, do not skip over. Shohei Ohtani is the highest paid athlete in the history of North American sports.
Oh, my God. If he fumbles this because of gambling, bruh.
Well, and if Major League Baseball fumbles this.
Congratulations.
There's a man named Pete Rose who's arguably one of the best baseball players in the history of the sport who can't get into the Hall of Fame because he gambled on baseball.
Well, so that would be the last step, right? Like, that step is not remotely proven, but if it were to get there, they would literally tear up his contract and he would go back to Japan and not play baseball here again.
Congratulations, you played
yourself.
He could
not play baseball if he bet on baseball.
Wow.
But if you were helping support the gambling habit of a guy who bet $4.5 million, is there any chance you would have then be like, yo, throw a little money on this game or that game? I trust me. Keep in mind, the interpreter was in locker rooms. He was privy to information a regular person would not have already. And also, was Ohtani really just fronting the money? We're still believing the idea that Ohtani was dealing with his debt. It might have been Ohtani's dealing altogether.
Facts.
This is good.
Oh, my God. It's
good stuff.
God.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Hey, yo, man. Yankees faithful. Wasn't y'all gunning for this guy that dodged a bullet?
Maybe.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Aren't we gonna give away money though, Ebro?
Breaking the buzzer, breaking the bank. Which one are we doing? Beating the buzzer?
That's right.
Beat the buzzer.
Yeah, beating the buzzer will happen for you in 10 minutes. King Lou, he asserts Shohei Ohtani took less money. Right? So when he signed his deal with the Dodgers, he just took a little bit of the money but deferred the rest of the money for 10 years.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he deferred the rest of the money.
But I don't get it. Why would that help?
Because maybe he had some gambling debts that he didn't want people to get their hands on.
But if they
rip up his contract, he's not getting nothing.
Well, that's a whole other level. Yeah. Now that he's been caught, yes, he would then lose.
Oh, boy, what a mess.
Nasty.
Congratulations. What a mess. You played yourself.
That's Cast One playing some resort music. Turn that up, B.
Yeah, give me a drink.
Resort music, baby.
Come on.
Yeah, it's Friday, the sun is shining. Why not a little resort music on your drive? You know what I mean? Seabro, Laura, Rosenberg, 97 minutes commercial free. Beat the buzzer and get paid next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg on a Friday. Sunshine. Now, the weather, don't let it fool you. Don't let this weather Candace Owens you.
New slang.
Oh, Lord.
It's only going up to 44. It's kind of cold outside right now. That's and nice. Clouds pull up tonight. Tomorrow is 90% chance of rain all day, y'all. Rain all day. And then Sunday is like a windy, cold situation. Maybe some sun, but Monday and Tuesday looking sunny right now. So Saturday's a wash.
All I know is the whole, oh, man, we're out of the winter. It's over. That's LLJ.
Oh, you thought we was out of the winter. Hit yourself with the button.
LLJ Cool J.
Bring in DJ John before we beat the buzzer. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yeah, baby.
DJ John.
DJ John, you got allergies?
Oh, man, this is bad. And yo, hit me with the button. I forgot to take my allergy
medicine. That's the worst.
Oh, man, I was rushing out the crib.
You played yourself.
And normally I take the train, so I had to rush to the train. But in that same fashion, I forgot to take it, and I drove in today. And I'm like, oh, I could have went back, got in the crib, got the extra meds. Oh, man, I'm a mess.
So it now, hurts. DJ John, man, what are you taking? You taking Claritin, Zyrtec? What type of time are you on?
Recently, I'm taking Allegra D.
Allegra Squad.
You know what I'm saying?
Laura, what are you on?
Zyrtec. That's Zyrtec.
Oh, I'm Zyrtec all day, B.
Both squads.
Well, here's
the thing.
It's so bad that I have to take Allegra D in the morning, and I take the 24-hour, and the midday, I take a Zyrtec because it's that strong. Like, it really hits me.
We gotta keep an eye on you. You're a real pill pop out here with the allergy.
No. Once it calms down, I just
chill
go,
out.
Go to Zyrtec and just chill out.
All right, so the game is beat the buzzer.
Yes, sir.
Explain to the people what they gotta do to beat the buzzer and what they get, whether they beat the buzzer or not.
Cash is back. Oh, listen, all you gotta do is be call number 9 and say the word stop. We want that money. We hear the money you want, say stop. Also, win or lose, you get a pair of Summer Jam tickets, baby, at UBS Arena going down June 2nd. It's happening, baby. Also, another chance for the win next hour.
Now, y'all know the deal with me, Lauren Rosenberg. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to leave Lauren Rosenberg out of there. Y'all know the deal with me. I'm going to try to help you cheat.
Oh, man.
Now, it's only day 2, so I haven't really picked up the pattern of how they doing things. Yesterday, somebody got paid a nice $550, but missed out on like $900 because, we wanted to beat the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get greedy, man. When you hear a good number, just go for it. Just go for it.
Carissa's on the line. Now, my deal is this. I don't give a damn. I'm going to help y'all cheat because even if y'all don't win this money, it's not like they're going to spend it on our studios and make things better. So we might as well figure out how to get this money to y'all.
That's a fact.
You're in no position to give no extra money because all the money you put in the fines.
Oh, man, I got smacked up this week, didn't I?
So sorry, listeners.
Yo, man, Port Authority hit me for 8 racks. That's wild when you say it out loud. Wow. It sounds so crazy. Carissa.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Are you ready to beat the buzzer and get paid?
I am.
All right. Shiny Culture, you got the audio?
That's right.
Let's beat the buzzer with Carissa.
$325. $400. $430.
You hear it now?
$550.
Carissa.
$600.
Stopped on the 600. Wow. She stopped on the 600.
Yes. Wow.
It's nervous.
Yo, Carissa, $600 is yours. Plus, you get tickets to Summer Jam. You went there to see Doja Cat, Offset, Davido, Sexy Red. Yo, it's a nice show, B. Method Man and Red Man. It's going to be a good time in there. Shout to 4-1 of them coming out of Brooklyn, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, Tata. It's going to be a great time. Plus the whole Hot 97 family or anybody. I mean, whoever that family is, I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know who the family will be.
We don't know who the family is anymore, but
there's
listen.
Divorces, stepchildren, all kinds of things happening.
Carissa, hang on. We're going to get you paid.
Thank you.
All right, 1 second. Your next chance to break the bank is, beat the buzzer. I got to get these titles together.
Yeah, man, beat the buzzer.
After the Gurus. On the way next, Flashing Lights. Laura Styles, what's happening?
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights report. Man, guys, Cardi B is giving us another one. Cardi B is back with a new record. I was surprised when I saw what superstar she teamed up with. So I'll play you a clip, and we'll talk about it coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
Cass Uno. Yo, Cass One, this Metro Boomin Future album that's out. Have you had time to go through there and figure out what we need to be playing?
I haven't had time to go through it, but I definitely just listened to that Future Kendrick.
Do we have that clean for the people?
Yeah. Yeah, we have it clean.
I think, look, I love Doja Cat. She's performing on Summer Jam.
Yes.
But I think right now we got to get to this Kendrick Lamar verse that's out here. And he got some things that he's talking to J. Cole.
Woo! To Drake,
yo,
they say.
Yo, that beat right there. Rodney O and Joe Cooley. I don't know nothing about that Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at this seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are.
I'm sorry, I was listening to that K-Dot verse again.
On my own time. Let's go.
We'll cover it coming up.
There's so many things in there. Let's do it right now. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Yo, Cass One's twitching over there.
I know, look at him.
High off the rap beef.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. But really quickly, I just want to show some love to Cardi B. She just dropped a new song called Punteria with Shakira. So they went online and did a little interviewing each other on the set of the music video. But it's cool. Cardi has been expressing that her new album is going to be very different. So I didn't expect a collaboration with Shakira, but they look beautiful. They sound great. So congratulations to her.
Bring the hits, Cardi B. Now let's get to these raps, man.
Yes. So another news. Kendrick Lamar, you know, is trending because he popped out of nowhere. Now, Future and Metro Boomin dropped an album, We Don't Trust You, right? And there's a song called Like That that has gone viral. Has Kendrick Lamar trending at number one? Because people are saying he might be taking shots at Drake and J. Cole. Listen to this.
Saying, no.
Ain't no. Might be.
Yeah. Yo, Rosenberg, no disrespect to WWE and your whole squad, but this is the Royal Rumble right here. This is the Royal Rumble we've been waiting
it's
for.
It's live and direct. It's live
Let's
and
go.
Direct.
You know, we have Future, Metro Boomin in the ring. We got Drake and J. Cole. Kendrick comes out of nowhere, jumps
off, running down like Vince McMahon, like Stone Cold slides under the rope. Stone Cold stunner for like three or four guys.
This is a movie.
Oh,
I like
my
this.
God. All right, let's play a clip.
These talking out of their necks. Put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. But pay not be legit, no 40 water. Tell him, get up with me. Sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like big rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two things with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still
if
got
If he walk
PTSD.
Around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K.
It's just big me.
It's just big.
I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Prince outlive my jack.
Ouch.
For all your dogs getting buried. That's a king with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery.
Yo, when he says Prince outlive Mike Jack, you know Drake always talking that Mike Jack talk.
Right.
And you know, forever and ever, my whole life, people always compared Prince and Michael Jackson. You know, it's a taste thing. You know, a lot of people love the King of Pop. But you know, there's people who know the real talented one was Prince, the purple one.
I mean, calm down, dude. Yeah. The real talented one. You sound nuts, bro.
The one that played, the one that wrote all his own music and played all the instruments.
Oh man.
I mean, yeah.
And I'm just saying that's the argument. I'm not saying that's my position.
I mean, you said the real talent. It sounded like a position.
That's fine. I take Prince.
So besides the Big Three talk,
let me not get into it.
Besides the F the Big Three talk, what else did you guys hear in there?
Well, I mean, the way he started the verse when he said DOT, the money, power, respect, because you know, and he goes, the last one is better, and that there's a lot of goofies with a check, meaning that he puts respect above money and power, and he's saying that you know everybody else puts money and power about it above respect.
Respect.
So that was when that's how he started.
And then say it's a lot of goofies with a check,
Isn't that, couldn't that also be a sub to Drake and Nike?
That's right.
Yep. Exactly. See, Rosenberg, you on your game today.
I'm reading.
That's a fact.
The 40 you know, water, the no 40 water is a 40 shot, right?
That might be.
Might be.
He said, I'm Be Legit, no 40 water, because Be Legit's 40's cousin. But, you know, that's he's just throwing that in there for people who know.
Right, but he says N-word's clicking up, but cannot be legit, no 40 water. So you're clicking up and 40. That feels
tricky. Now, wait, Cass, run back. So Metro Boomin, during the Grammys, had sent out a tweet that Drake took offense to, correct?
Right, because he said, I think Metro Boomin was feeling away because his album didn't get nominated, right? Is that what it was?
Well, it didn't win.
But there's been something going on with Metro and Drake for a minute now. We don't understand what's going on behind the scenes because, remember, on Metro's album that came out a couple months ago or last year, Drake was supposed to be on that album. And there has been leaked versions of one of the records with Drake on it. And when Metro was asked about it, he said he pulled it off because Drake didn't fit the record, which was an interesting explanation. But it's highly noted that Metro and Drake had something going on. And then it's also being speculated, thanks Ebro, that there's something going on between Future and Drake, you know, because
they were two peas in a pod for a long time.
They were and then, you know, there's the album title, which is
we don't trust you. Well, and isn't Metro's what's the little thing he plays from Future where he says if Metro don't like you, I'ma shoot you? Yeah, if Metro don't like you, I'ma shoot you. We don't trust you. Okay. All right.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you.
No? Yeah, if young Metro don't trust you, yes.
Now but back to the Kendrick of it all.
Right.
Because Kendrick came off the top rope. Then, Cass, he hits you with all the big dog talk at the end. That's obviously all right at Drake.
Right, for all the dogs.
All your dogs getting buried. That's okay with all these nines. He's going to see Pet Cemetery.
And let's not forget, crazy. Drake and Kendrick have been taking shots at each other for years. It's been an ongoing
thing. Well, it's been well known in the industry that there's a problem there. Even all the way back to Kendrick talking about rappers not writing their lyrics and him finding it out. What song was that? Where Kendrick says, you know, when he found out.
Was that the Big Sean song? No, that's the Big Sean one when he was talking about when he was dissing everybody on that song.
Oh, that's, so
I think it stemmed from
Control.
Then.
That's the Control.
Yeah, it's been the thing going on since Control, actually.
I also I thought it was funny that he said the F rap diss Melly Mel if I had to. It's like weird, right? Because it's sort of an Eminem shout out simultaneously. Because why would you choose the only old school legend who had just been dissed? Like that just happened in real life.
Right.
I mean, Drake is one thing. I'm interested to see how J. Cole handles this.
I think
have we seen Cole get challenged yet?
Yeah, but if it doesn't feel like this is that Cole though.
Is that all of them?
It is. It's definitely a Cole, too, because he mentioned first-person shooter, but is it specific to Cole?
But Cole remember, Cole was the one that said the line.
Yeah, he's the one that said the big three.
He's the one that said the line.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, because Kendrick's drawing a line that basically, like, yo, you want a song with him, F big three, it's just me. I'm not, you know, and then he also, Kendrick in there says it's up, which means it's on site on anybody who want it. If you on that side, you can't be on my side. Pick a side.
Right, we know Drake is always on go. So Drake's gonna go. I'm interested to see how Cole handles it.
Well, and remember also then in addition to first person shooter, I mean, Cole's really moving around with Drake right now. Like they're ganged up right now.
Yeah.
On the road.
That's what I said. Royal Rumble, let's go. Everybody to their quarters and everybody jump in. Let's go.
We're back, baby.
It's
2015 again. Let's go.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:05. A high of, let me see, it's cold. A high of 43. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, play that Kendrick one more time, man. Let's run that again. Future Kendrick, Metro Boomin. That new Metro Boomin Future album is out right now. We're also going to take your calls next. It's Freedom Friday. If you want to get at Freedom Friday, you want to say what you want to say, feel how you want to feel, get on the line. Everlasting Bass.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, his beat was always so good.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Freedom Friday. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Laura, you said you wanted to go to Cynthia.
Yeah, let's talk to Cynthia, line two.
Cynthia, good morning. You're on Freedom Friday.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
What did you want to talk about today?
I was at a high school.
Okay.
And I would love to speak about the behavior of these students who are doing adult crimes, but because they are children, they're getting away with it. Like, they are attacking other students, and, you know, they're being in-house suspension where they could just chill out for the whole time that they're suspended, and then they just come back to the school, and, you know, and nothing's being done.
And what do you propose?
Children, they're not being arrested. Well, I propose that they should be treated like adults. They should be on house arrest where they cannot go outside the building of their home until they are adults and they can be tried as adults.
So you want to pipeline these students quicker into prison?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Lock them up. You know what, Cynthia? There's a lot of people like you. I completely disagree with you, and I think it's lazy. I think it's a lazy take. But we have a society that doesn't have systems that could actually deal with these kids. And remember, these kids are probably acting the way they're acting because what's going on in their homes or what's not going on in their homes. But, you know,
give them a lobotomy?
Listen, I don't know, but I know there's a lack of accountability on society. There's a lack of accountability in homes, and people ain't ready to deal with people's kids and their problems. So there's a lot of people like you that's like, you know what? If they 14, 12, 13, put an ankle bracelet on them, throw them in the kids' detention, pipeline them quicker into the prison system. You know, give them to these corporations so they can make Victoria's Secret underwear for 25 cents a day.
Now, this is the thing. They have ankle bracelets, and they go to school with those ankle bracelets. They go to school, and they still commit crimes.
That's right. Criminalize them. Just like you said, it's what the people want, man.
Why do they have on an ankle bracelet, and they're still committing crimes?
Because they're young criminals.
Nothing to be done with them.
They're young criminals. That's what people like you want, Cynthia. Get rid of these kids. You know what I'm saying? Get rid of them.
I don't want to. I don't want to get rid of them.
No, but that's... I'm saying, Cynthia, you got to know. You got to know.
Where they could not leave their home.
Cynthia, you got to know that in America, once you are on that path, for many people, you don't come off that path. And then that is your life once you've been criminalized. Now, we live in a society where this isn't today. When I was in school, when I was in high school, it was freshmen with eighth graders showing up gangbanging with pistols, knifing each other. This ain't a new phenomenon. Right? This is not a new thing. I don't know. Where are you from, Cynthia? You grew up in New York?
Yeah, I'm in the Bronx.
And you grew up here?
Yeah.
And this is,
but
and you
know
think
what?
This.
I think that because I'm getting older, I'm more aware of what my surroundings are.
I was just about to say that. And it happened. And by the way, I was talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday when it comes to the train. where people try to talk about the train like it's more unsafe than it's ever been. I was like, ain't no way this train system's more unsafe than the 90s.
Word. Because when the graffiti was all over the place, or the 80s.
And there was no way, bro. But because we're old, we're more afraid.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Right?
But this is the thing also. The homeless are becoming more aggressive.
Well, no. The mental health issues in America. The reason the homeless are becoming more aggressive is because we don't have a mayor like we had with Giuliani that just would snatch homeless people off the street. And then they would just be, they would be just thrown in jail. And once again, going back to my first comment, we have a lazy society. We people don't want to have tolerance to do the work to fix the problems we have. They just want to throw people away. Y'all know that, right?
Well, no, and I think I think people like Cynthia who are getting older and they're still in the schools and they're seeing really scary, violent stuff. At a certain point, she may have been more compassionate at a certain point.
She don't care now. And that's why I said to her, you know, it's time. People want to throw kids away, bro. If you can't control yourself and you doing wild ish out here, there is a segment of society that is ready to throw your ass away. Yesterday.
We got Mike on line one.
Mike on the line. It's Freedom Friday. What y'all want to do? What you want to talk about? What you want to get into? Mike, talk about it.
Hey, all right.
Talk to us.
There he is. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
Morning,
Freedom
Mike.
Friday. It's your freedom. Say what you want to say.
Hey, listen, man. I just want to know, can we have more congratulations to praise yourself?
And for also, who?
I mean, just in general, can we have more segments like that during the course of the show?
Or you just want us to keep giving the button to people all morning?
I listen. I don't listen for the music you guys play. I listen for the banter.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if I'm the only one or not. You know what I mean?
Nah,
the music y'all play is, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, Mike.
I'd rather listen to you guys talk all morning. I'm a UPS driver, and you guys help me get through my shift, man.
Man, we love you, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Yo, hey, Mike, you ever drop a package?
Never, man. Never.
Yo, hit Mike with the button for lying. Stop it. He don't want to say that.
No. I drive from RDU. I'm in North Carolina. I drive from Raleigh International.
Got it. Well, so wait, you ain't never got a parking ticket?
I never got a parking ticket. I live in North Carolina. We don't got to worry about that.
Wait, you never got a speeding ticket?
I never got a speeding ticket in my life, bro. Never.
Wow.
Hit this guy with the button. I don't believe him.
I'm telling you.
Mike, listen, Ebro. Mike,
he
Ebro's
said he
projecting.
Wanted more congrats, man.
No, yeah, but Ebro's projecting because of his whole Easy Pass week. Don't you worry, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yo, thank you for coming on the phone. Ian,
Mike.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
Mike, you be wearing, in the summertime, Mike, you wear those brown tight shorts y'all be wearing as UPS delivery
people? Yeah, we got to wear them.
Hit this guy with the button for the tight brown shorts.
Got to wear them.
They pay us really good, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate
you,
brother.
Thank
you, Mike. Yeah, that's funny.
Sharon.
It's Freedom Friday. We take a call, say what you want to say, feel how you want to feel. It's every Friday. Sharon, what you got to say?
You said earlier that Republicans are not going to get New York State.
Yeah.
I beg to differ because I don't know if you've ever looked at the congressional map lately, but most of New York is red. Most.
And well, when you look
location-wise.
Yeah, but that's just geography. That's not population.
Okay, but with population, like... Even the big cities like New York State and
New York City. Yeah.
New York City, Rockland County, Westchester County, a lot of them, they're all going red.
It hasn't happened in a long time. And based on what I'm reading, it's not going to happen again. However, you could be right.
But a lot of people are doing the fear-mongering thing with the migrants. They're like, oh, we don't want them here, so let's vote for Trump. You know. And I know a person who is a black man, but because he's like a passport bro and he can't get his Dominican girlfriend over here, he wants to vote for Trump because he's so jealous of
Trump. Oh, my God.
He's jealous of all the other migrants that are coming over here, and here he has to go to Dominican to visit his girlfriend. And he knows who he is, Dwayne. You know, he's kind of...
I love it. Yo, I love this. I love this.
Wow. Trying to turn New York red just because of his own feelings. A lot of people are feeling that way.
Hey, listen,
so
man.
You can't even put this into,
Vagina will have people doing crazy things. You know that.
Oh, Sharon.
No, Sharon, thank you.
Sharon, I appreciate you.
Sharon brought the heat today. It is a fact. You realize as time goes on, people literally vote based on their one personal thing that they care about. That is it.
That's right.
They don't have a macro view at all.
Neither do the lobbyists, right? So it makes sense.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
And then next, we get into the gurus. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Yo, play that Kendrick. Future Metro one more time. Let's get into it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus. Shiny Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
The gurus unite.
That's what we do.
Fight for what's right.
Take you out of the darkness.
Into the light.
Burn the sage, Shawnee. Let us cleanse the
energy. Hi, Rosenberg. Tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
So many. All right, let's get right into it. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Hey, I'll try to keep things quick. About 4 months ago, I started talking to a guy I work with. We've known each other for over a year, and to be honest, I wasn't interested until one day we started texting each other. We quickly jumped into the honeymoon phase when we realized we had so much in common. We'd be on the phone every day, every hour on the hour. I'd come to work and he'd have a surprise on my desk, little Hershey kisses lined up, forming a heart.
Romantic.
For Christmas, I had a gift under my desk. He'd buy me lunch every day. We used to sneak off and meet each other in the bathroom to hug and smooch on each other during work.
Whoa.
He even surprised me by sending me gifts to my home. He was an all-around gentleman. Telling me good morning and good night every day. Even made it a point to celebrate how many months we've been talking. He was very interested in me, learning everything about me and attracted to me as well. The feeling was mutual. I reciprocated. Anyways, one day it all just stopped. After awakening this fire in me, he just stopped. Mm-hmm. It took me by surprise. No longer answering my messages. Not calling to check in anymore. For Valentine's Day, all he said was, I was getting a gift in the mail. Never got it. When I realized what was happening, I decided to fall back. And he got upset at me for that. He told me this was just a dip in the relationship and that I was quick to fall back. Even mentioned that he didn't want to lose what we have and was hoping that we make it to the 10 years plus and beyond.
What?
So I said, maybe I'm tripping. After this, we had a few good weeks and then we were back at the same place. He flooded me with memes 2 weekends ago and then just suddenly stopped responding to me or calling for that matter. I texted him for his birthday. No response. Today I see him at work and it's awkward because we left on a weird note. Neither of us called it quits, but it's been a full 2 weeks of not talking like before. Should I assume it's over? Do I ask for closure? Do I just let it be? We spoke so much about a future together. I honestly thought he was going to be the one.
Oh my God.
I'd also like to mention he's 5 years younger than me. I'm 30. And he is 25.
Oh, my God.
But the age gap never seemed to be a problem. I just like to mention we never had sex. We just touched each other and interacted with each other passionately. Our connection was amazing. Now I feel stupid.
You should.
Do I confront him? What can I do?
Confront him about what?
I mean, listen, you don't have to, but if you want to be like, hey, this was fun, It's over. I'm cool. You're cool.
Hey, why keep don't we moving. Canoodle at work where it never led anything, right. led to anything anymore?
As soon like, as you said workplace relationship, you get this.
Yeah. No, I can't do
Give
that.
Give her that button.
There are a lot of workplace relationships.
Yeah, and they all usually end up with buttons.
They sometimes end up with marriages.
Is that not even the real issue here? I'm not.
No, that's like,
well, that's just part one.
Yeah, he's the issue 25. Is he's just not interested.
Well,
he's
no,
not
it was never a thing. Places. It's
he's
not a
25.
Thing.
No, she's don't. I don't want to invalidate her feelings. It felt like a thing. It felt exciting and like there, yes. and then it could maybe lead to something. But right. to your point, Ebro, it never led to the something.
Yeah.
All it was right. was like a getting your rocks off, this is exciting thing. And it never took the step. And I thought you were going to say from the leaving things on your desk, but now we're sleeping over and we're having dates. And we're, it just stayed it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were just a fun thing he was doing at work while he's having real dating somewhere else.
Right. Well, and also to what Laura was saying, maybe he realized that this was a bad idea. And that kind of pushed, like, faded. Like, he realized, like, yo, what am I? What,
could
what
be
we,
that.
What are we at? He probably said to himself, what are we actually doing?
Maybe.
What am I actually doing?
Yeah, you just
Why am I
to
doing
talk to
this?
At work.
And I'm sure he likes you, but by the way, he has other options. He's out there being 25.
By the way, he could also have another relationship. He could just be dating. Either way, you don't need to confront him. Sometimes no answer is the answer.
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
But whatever you do, in order for you to move on, you have to move on. Don't go back.
Is there a world where if she needs closure, she can text him
and say what happened?
Be like, so we not cool no more? Or
yeah, I mean,
it doesn't have to be a confrontation.
Or it could be like, yo, I know things didn't work out the way that things didn't work out, but just know I'm cool with you, and we could still be cordial and cool at work. But much love.
But if she says didn't work out, she looks nuts. There was no work. There was no nothing. What didn't work out?
But that's kind of why what he's doing. I want to validate her feelings. That's why what he did was a little bit whack. Because y'all were doing something. Even if it wasn't serious, there was something going on.
No, I get what you're saying.
You start pretending nothing's going on. It's like, wait, what happened to the whole thing?
He was game. Yeah, he was game.
Listen, this honestly should have been in curved. We honestly should have had, you should have called us. We should have called him and figured out what was going on. Because basically you got ghosted, you got curved.
Feels like that. And it's don't worry about it. You're young. You'll find something cool. Try to get past it. Not a big deal.
And by the way, he's 25.
Yeah, you don't want
to. A dude 25 is really like a 17-year-old.
Yeah,
you're 30.
Yeah, by the way, you're a grown-ass woman. He's kind of a child.
He thinks she's sexy. He was flirting. It's work.
Yeah. I think you can burn this down and move on.
But don't be a groupie. Keep it moving, shorty. He don't know you.
So say the gurus.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Are you playing? Truth or dare? Tell me.
All right, it's time to beat the buzzer.
Here we go.
Sonoria's on the line. I think I'm pronounced Sonoria. Am I saying your name right?
Sonora.
Sonora.
Yes.
All right, Sonora, here we go. And turn your radio down for me so we get better sound from you.
All right, sweetheart, it's turned down. Hi!
All right, Sonora, it's time to beat the buzzer. Pay attention. You hear the money you want, say stop nice and loud. I'm going to help you cheat too, okay?
You love to cheat.
I love stealing money from the man. Listen, Rosenberg, it's not going in your bonus check.
You know what? I support you.
Sonora, let's beat the buzzer.
$190. $290. $390.
$590. $590. Take it.
Stop.
There you go. Bow. 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 Bow.
Take the
$590. I think it was going to $690, but you got $590, Sonora.
Thank you.
Sonora, you okay?
I know, Sonora, you right?
I'm fine. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you're going to Summer Jam. You got them tickets. Whether you want to go or not, you got some tickets. You can probably sell them for a couple $100 if you want. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I'm going, baby. I'm going.
There it is. Hang on. Let's get your info. Let's get you paid. Doja Cat, Sexy Red, Davido, Method Man, Red Man. It's going on, man. We're Offset as well. June 2nd, UBS
this
Arena.
Is my
your next
decision.
Chance to beat the buzzer is 12 noon.
This is my decision.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.